This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, the 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number two, we have the professor of politics out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
You get the benefit of the weekend double clap. Yep, the double clap is in process. Okay, thank you, guys. All right, there we go. And by the way, the hotel pretty much cleared itself out last night. There's not a lot of people over there, so I don't know what the heck was going on this week, but man, they were here during the week, and both hotels were packed, the parking lots.
Wow.
Yep. All right, you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we are not going to let you forget about that one. Now, Kyle, it's really kind of weird what's going on here, because The View yesterday was supposed to have Kamala Harris, the vice president, on it. And she was on her way over there to the studio when the two of the co-hosts down on the corner there, the little Latina from Miami, and I forget who the heck the other one was, but they tested positive for COVID, and they had to leave the set. They had no idea what was going on, and it seems that Kamala wound up doing a Zoom interview with them.
Yes, that's exactly what happened, and of course it left Joy Behar pretty much, I guess, in charge of everything, and she began taking questions from the audience. It was all very chaotic as the other two hosts had to sort of tentatively get up from their seats because I guess one of the producers or somebody was telling them off camera there, we need you to stand up and we need you to leave the area. It seemed all very, very dramatic, obviously, and one would think that they would likely have gotten COVID tests because the vice president was going to be in their midst on set at that program. But one would think that maybe they might go to commercial, or they might take them off the set in some other less dramatic fashion.
Live TV.
That is live TV.
Just exactly. Like live radio.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But that being said, of course, you know, having this happen, and Joy Behar, I don't know what the resolution of this was at this point, but at that moment, she said that they had both been vaccinated and they may have breakthrough cases. But again, we just don't know yet. They may have, you know, tested positive positive for the virus, but they I don't think they're showing or have shown any symptoms as far as we know.
Then there was Whoopi Goldberg, who got into it with Bill Maher, because Bill Maher responded after Whoopi ripped him about his one anthem defense, because he wants the National Football League. He says it's stupid, it's divisive. He wants them to go back to the American National Anthem and get rid of the Black National Anthem.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that Bill Maher has talked about, he says symbols of unity matter. He said, I'm purposefully fragmenting things by race reinforces a terrible message, he says, that we are two nations hopelessly drifting apart from each other. And so what he's talking about, and I, as far as I understand, Bill Maher is not a big fan of the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know if he might prefer America the Beautiful. Some people have preferred that over time.
Or God Bless America.
God Bless America, that kind of thing. But he is absolutely spot on correct when we should have one symbol of a national anthem, because he goes on to say, well, then you're going to have anthems for other groups, basically, and how many anthems is that going to be? But the fragmentization or balkanization in many cases that you see, I think, the far left trying to impose, does one thing. It destroys the country. It's done under the guise of trying to be inclusive and these kinds of things, but we should have, like we have, one president at a time. We should have one national anthem at a time. And, I think this is going to, the division on this is only going to get worse, especially when you got Whoopi Goldberg fighting, Bill Maher.
Now, we all know inflation is way out of control. You feel it every time you buy anything these days. And Biden's answer to this is to raise taxes. Let's see. The income tax, sales tax, property tax, death tax, capital gains tax, gas tax, and more. All things that they want to raise because they don't want to cut anything that they've got, the social justice programs. They want to add to it when, if anything, they need to get people off the welfare rolls, off the unemployment rolls. We got 10 million job openings out there, and people don't want to go back to work because of all the freebie stuff.
Well, that's right. And of course, the idea is not, you know, the thrust from the left is not your taxes are going up. What the message is supposed to be is we're paying for the spending. Don't worry, it's paid for. It's all okay. But of course, it means they're going to raise taxes.
Yeah, it's paid for with the taxes that we're all going to pay, because remember, oh, I'm not going to raise the taxes on anyone under $400,000. Want to bet?
Right, and there's a thing afoot with the Democrats to track your bank accounts as well. That came out the other day.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to go to break, and we're going to be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, and we will be right back.
Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thank you very much, Frank. We will do it. And by the way, that number is the total combined number of online, internet, plus our terrestrial radio listeners, and that's every night. Now, you multiply that times 6 nights a week, that total comes up to 10 to 12 million people per week listening to this program all around the world. And again, I want to thank very much the people listening to us in India, listening to us in Germany. We have two big affiliates over there that are picking us up on the internet and are playing us that way. And I thank them very much for doing that. And there you go. And one of these times, who knows, I might be able to go over there and visit Maria in Germany and might be able to get Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, to go with me. We'll see. Now, this portion of the program brought to you again by MyPillow, Mike Lindell's MyPillow. All you got to do is go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things he's got there on the home page. And all you got to do where it says enter your promo code here to get the price that's advertised, the promo code you need to know is one word, Captain. Very simple. Captain gets you whatever you want off MyPillow.com. Now, they do have a radio listener specials page, too, where they usually have upwards to about 24 items over there. You can go over there, too, if you want to. But whatever you do it, however you do it, use the promo code Captain. Save you a bunch of money. And don't forget to call them at 800-641-5459 with any questions, or you can place your order there too, 800-641-5459. Remember, the promo code is Captain, the website is MyPillow.com, and the telephone number is 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, needless to say, there's 30,000 New York City school staffers that are still unvaccinated. And they are about to lose their job on Monday if the New York City mayor doesn't do something different, because Monday was the day that City Hall in New York City said, get vaxxed or get out.
Yes, that's exactly right. And this is part of the New York City new requirements that come down from de Blasio, I believe, that for all the DOE employees, teachers, principals, office staff, security officers, even custodians have to have the vaccine. Unless they have a medical or religious exemption, yes, they are in danger of losing their jobs. But I guess I have to ask, Captain, 30,000 strong, are they just not following the science? Has it just not been explained to them yet about what Dr. Fauci talks about or these kinds of things? And how dare they decide that they're not going to?
Okay, I'm going to repeat exactly what I said with Wayne Allen Root a little while ago. If you want to wear a mask, fine, wear one. But don't make it a mandate, okay? That's number one. And number two, if you want to get vaccinated, fine, go do it. But don't make it a mandate. That's my opinion.
Well, I think we are seeing where this huge division, especially differences of opinion, are. And because, Captain, of course I was trying to be a little humorous there, but because this has been so politicized from day one, and guess what? You didn't politicize it. I didn't politicize it. I don't think Donald Trump politicized it, but it was politicized by the left and by the Democrats, especially when Kamala Harris, now vice president, by saying she didn't want to take a Trump vaccine, basically, because she didn't trust Donald Trump. If Dr. Fauci said, and that kind of started a lot of this, I think, or at least was part of the genesis of this.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, that was the perfect opportunity for a candidate for vice president to say, yeah, if we get the vaccine, I think we should all take it because we need to get back to normal and not use it as a political thing.
All right, well, let's go see what Mike in Clearwater has to say about all this. Go ahead there, Mike.
All right, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Two things. They're really showing their true colors now, because those border agents, even according to the photographer that took those pictures, they were not whipping those people. A horse and the reins is used for crowd control. It's used to access terrain that a vehicle may not be able to get to. You know, it's used to, they're kind of high up, so it's also used to kind of give them a better view of what's going on around them. For them to even say that these brave people who all they were doing was their job, because, you know, what does a border security agent do? He protects the border. So when these people were, you know, running around and out of control, he was doing his job. He was, so for them to even say that we're going to investigate this and pretty much insinuate that these people who were doing their jobs, their careers may now be ruined because of a sham ding-dong investigation, is absolutely disgusting. And then the second thing that I want you to comment on, Kyle, it says here, Democrats at stalemate, according to President, as his agenda hangs in the balance. So all is not good in Democrat land. The radical left is wanting their party to do certain things, and thank God we have people that are brave in the Democratic Party that aren't going for that BS and saying, you know what, this is ridiculous, we're going to hold the line. And so I hope that this $3.5 trillion doesn't pass, and it doesn't look like it will. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Mike, I got to say something there. I guess he's never ridden a horse or herded any cattle.
I don't know. I don't.
That is the main reason for having long reins on a horse, is because of what you have to do when you herd cattle. It's got nothing to do with crowd control, this, that, and the other. The Border Patrol simply picked on that because the ponies that they've got, they're cow ponies. They're doing the same thing with people that they do with cows. And we are talking Texas, remember?
Well, that's exactly right. But what's happening, of course, is simply that they're fixated onto this, because they believe that they can inject the racial component to this. They've sat around a table somewhere and said, and let's call it like slavery. By the way, no, the Border Patrol is not enslaving anyone. Second of all, I think it really cheapens the history that we know of slavery only because they're trying to make a political gain. So now they decided, let's ruin the lives of all of the Border Patrol officers as best as we can, and then the president comes out. All the president and all the vice president have to do, Captain, is look at a video. I can't imagine the most powerful man in the entire world won't look at a video and then be able to say, oh, yeah, yeah, they're riding horses around, but they're not hurting the people, whipping them as, I mean, and this, it really incumbent upon this president, Captain, to go out to the microphones and say, they're not whipping anybody, folks. This is a complete misunderstanding. Let's move past this because we have other stuff we have to do.
Well, the photographer that Mike mentioned did say, and he's the one that had the viral photo that Biden saw, and he went, oh, look, just look at the picture. He came out and he debunked the whole narrative behind the whole thing because he saw everything that was going on, and he said the Border Patrol's on horseback, never whipped, never bumped, never touched the Haitian refugees. If they fell into the river, big freaking deal. It's because they were trying to back up and get out of the way. And I don't know about you, Kyle, but I might fall over too in the river if I was trying to back up and wasn't watching where I was going.
Well, certainly. And again, a picture is worth a thousand words, but sometimes doesn't tell the whole story because you don't have the context of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Al Sharpton and Kamala Harris and others are happy to do is to make sure that you don't have the context and you have to simply go along. Otherwise, you sound like you're advocating slavery or something. It's ridiculous.
Now, the Huawei chief financial officer reached a deal. She reached a deal with U.S. prosecutors allowing her return to China.
Yes, that's what we hear. Evidently, there's going to be some kind of fines and so forth.
There's going to be money changing hands. Big money. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, China's President Xi inspected a secret space base in China yesterday. And he's also, get this, according to the newspaper over there, they might be blowing a little smoke, but he also asked the military to prepare for war.
Well, Captain, this is one of those times when, you know, the news headline is China's Xi inspects a secret space base. In other news, Democrats tried to gut the Space Force in the United States simply because Donald Trump set it up.
And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. They want to gut the Space Force.
Well, exactly.
And to that, I say they're out of their minds.
Well, of course, because the Chinese get it. They understand what it means to dominate space or have a parity, at the very least, with the United States. But we have to have superiority in space.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more about the economy, more about Wall Street. We're going to talk a little bit about J.P. Morgan. Then we're going to talk about a poll. Joe Biden. Yep, Joe Biden. I don't think he's going to like what I'm about to say, but I don't really care. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Brutz, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no more migrants under a bridge across the border into Mexico at Del Rio, Texas.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
President Biden says people 65 and older are eligible for a booster shot. Also, people 50 to 64 with certain health conditions. He says too many people are still not getting the vaccine.
We still have over 70 million Americans who have failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters. By the way, his Armed American Radio Monster Cast, you'll hear Sunday night on many of these same stations. Live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and played at various times overnight Sunday and into Monday. Now, I will tell you that right now this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office and the Geico website, for that matter, can help you find the coverage you need for just about anything you own. Car and truck? Yep, no problem. How about an ATV, a motorcycle? How about a boat or an RV? No problem, can do that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance. That's where you save money. So, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com. You can either get the name of your name and number of your local agent there, or they can do it all online while you're there. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, one of the things that we do here on the program, folks, is we always tell you about these polls, and a lot of times, I got people saying, how come you're only talking about the polls? I said, well, because the polls reflect what the mood of the country is. And wait till you hear this one, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
Gallup's latest poll has Joe Biden 10 points underwater. Now, he's down 53 to 43. People disapprove of his job. Isn't that something?
Well, you know, I guess, Captain, they've been watching Joe Biden on the news, I guess. You know,
no, it's his actions and what he's been getting for it. They've been watching what's been going on in places like Afghanistan and down on the border.
Well, of course, yeah, and they're seeing the events, and then they're seeing Joe Biden come out to try to talk about these kinds of things or try to give you some explanation about, for the 100 millionth time, about how he decided to get out of Afghanistan. And people, they're just not buying his lines anymore.
Yeah.
And they're way past, I think they're way past the 2020 election stuff for whatever reason.
Well,
they might have voted for Biden. They're done with Biden.
Wait till you hear this. Back in June, 55% of the independents supported the president. Now it's down in the 30s. And speaking of in the 30s, Real Clear Politics and others are showing numbers as low as 37% in 15 of the 21 polls that are shown there. Other polls reflect that same drop for Biden elsewhere.
Well, you know, Captain, the other day, didn't the president describe climate change as a code red emergency? Well, 37% for any politician has got to be a code red emergency.
The emergency is the economy, what he's done to it.
Well, sure. The people are watching.
Because we're going to go backwards before we go forwards with this jackass wagon of a program that he's got by taxing things and raising the and causing prices to go up and the inflation out of control. He can't control it doing what he's doing. He can't do it.
Well, no, not at all. And as prices go up and people pull back and businesses fail, you know, I hate to say so, but people are simply going to control their spending. That's exactly what they're. See, regular people have to control their spending if their income goes down. But for the federal government, they just keep going. And if you're the Democrat federal government, you decide that now you're going to spend trillions that you don't have. Mm-hmm. But it'll all be okay because we're going to tax the rich.
Now, a majority of voters, 47% to 35%, that's a plurality of 12%, correct?
Right.
Object to the cost of President Joe Biden's plan to resettle tens of thousands of refugees from Afghanistan across the United States. They don't want it.
Well, they don't, and I think that they might even have a little bit more support if they felt that the people that were being brought from Afghanistan were the actual people who were supposed to get out of Afghanistan.
They're not.
And they're not, exactly. So here we go again.
And now we got people committing crimes. We've got people that assaulted one of our female military personnel.
Is that Fort Bliss, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, at Fort Bliss. And then we've got other things that are going on there by these peaceful, thoughtful, caring Afghan refugees. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, but again, you know, these are the aftershocks of the Afghan earthquake, basically.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to feel them.
You want another aftershock?
Yep.
250 prominent Iraqis publicly are calling for full peace with Israel and Iraq.
This is a big time, and it's being reported, of course, in Israel for sure. If only we could find ways. Maybe some of these people can talk to AOC and see if she'll make peace with Israel finally.
You know, and
not have to call for defunding the Iron Dome and this kind of thing. Because peace is the way. There's no doubt about that. But unfortunately, you have a lot of groups. And even nations who want to drive Israel into the ocean.
Now, House Democrats passed legislation on Friday that, if passed by the Senate, would nullify most states' pro-life laws and legalize abortion right up to the birth all across the country nationwide. The bill was passed in the House, 218 to 211. It's mostly symbolic because the Senate will never pass it, never.
No, they won't, but sometimes I think you get these things passed because Again, it plays politically. They're gearing up for campaigns where they can say, I voted for this big abortion bill and this kind of thing, and those Republicans, and this is why we need to pack the Supreme Court, because we have to have it our way, and you know, on this and other issues, and so that's where I think that's...
Yeah, right. And then you want to talk about something that was totally disrespectful. How about Joe Biden blowing off the South Korean president, who came over and brought remains of a U.S. MIA in person to give to Biden because he would not send a representative to do it? That's horrible.
That is horrible. It is horrible. Captain, this is the president that checks his watch when 13 American heroes are brought back in the coffins with the flags draped over them. Nothing surprising with Biden at this point.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, before we go to break again, multiple lawmakers angrily stormed out of a classified briefings with members of the Biden administration on Afghanistan this week. Now, according to three sources familiar with the briefing, and what they were mad and upset about was that we still have Americans there, and the Biden administration couldn't say again how many are there and where they're at.
Right. Aren't they still saying it's roughly 100 Americans?
Yeah, and that's not true.
Yeah, so how
do you... It started out at 10,000.
Well, but how do you even go in and save roughly a certain amount of people? You usually have to know how many people you're talking about. And, again, it just shows that they're not interested. They want to move on. They want to change the narrative. They'll use climate change. They'll use the Border Patrol. They'll use anything they can in order to get people to stop talking about Afghanistan.
And what do you think is going to happen to those people?
In Afghanistan, well, I think eventually they are going to meet a very, very bad fate.
You bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You bet. By the way, folks, if you're so inclined and you're looking for a good cup of coffee, trot on over to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com, and try out the Constitutional Grounds coffee. It comes in K-cups plus the regular bags. And if you use the promo code RE20, that's RE20, you'll receive a 20% discount. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Ron Edwards.
I got it in mind right now.
Yeah?
And I'm drinking iced coffee.
And what's that code, RE20, you said?
RE20 says
20%. Yep.
Yep. I know a lot of people that are listening have bought the coffee, so there you go. Now, when we come back, we're going to do another Truckers Highway and Byway report, because it'll be time for that. We're going to take a look at the weather. And, oh, by the way, Kyle, I told you about the price of fuel down here in my backyard, right?
Oh, yes.
Gasoline, $2.96, $2.97, $2.98, $2.99 a gallon. I don't know if that's cheap compared to some of the other places, but there was no reason to jack it up to $3.19 a gallon for about 10 days. There was no reason at all to do it. They were just milking it again.
Well, exactly. Well, I'll tell you about milking it. You know, I had to pull in for gas, and I had to pay $4.59.
You got screwed, blued, and tattooed, butter brother. You got screwed, blued, and tattooed.
So I just
oh, my God.
I just got one gas.
And you feel so much better about it, right? All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Folks, what a racket. What a racket. All right, I'll be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on in there, find out what they're all about. And if you haven't already done so, join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, and points for the supplies you buy in the store. Pretty soon, it'll be like having a bank account. You'll have all these extra points to use to discount what you're buying next time when it comes to food in the restaurant and fuel, supplies. supplies in the store. Now, if you want to save money in the fuel, you can get a Flying J fuel card and then work that out with them, because the more you buy, the cheaper it is. Now, folks, I have got a surprise for you, because I just dug this one out of the archives. And for all the truckers out there, you're gonna know what this song is. All right, here we go. You ready? Here we go. And that song, I haven't played that in a long time. I remember listening to that a lot. Swinging. What do you think there, Kyle? What do you think?
Well, I love it. That brings back a lot of memories. 1983, and it all started with the swing. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, little Charlotte sees a dollar, well, whatever. But it was good. Boy, that was really a good song. And yeah. But anyway, okay, so let's go over the weather. What's going on out west?
All right. Well, folks, out west tonight, of course, we do have a fairly quiet weather map, so that is good. However, we do want to tell you about the monsoonal moisture and some thunderstorms and other showers that can come up throughout Southern California, also throughout parts of Southern Arizona, also parts of New Mexico as well. So be careful of that, because these can come up just about anywhere at any time. With the thunder and the lightning, we had that obviously as well in Southern California today. A little bit unexpected for a lot of folks in the Southern California area. But we do also have fire weather watches to tell you about up near Reno, also Central California as well, but also throughout parts of Southern Wyoming, especially around Casper, and then up in the Montana area. You're going to be near Bozeman and Helena as well for some of these fire weather warnings. That means low humidity and gusty winds, folks. So watch out this weekend.
All righty. We got frost in from Fargo over to Bismarck and up about 100 miles north in North Dakota. And we've got frost in the northeastern corner of South Dakota tonight. It's really windy tonight in the upper peninsula of Michigan up north of Wisconsin, so be advised about that. And up around Chicago, the northeastern corner of Illinois. You got some unsettled weather conditions there. Could lead to something during the course of the daytime. Got some really foul air in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Metroplex of Texas and San Antonio on down towards Laredo as well. And don't forget, we have a major hurricane in the offing right now that's working its way through the system. It's coming up on the Leeward Islands right now, and that is Hurricane Sam. Now, it's going to be around until Wednesday of next week, and that's where the cone goes out, and we really don't know where this is going to go right now, which is kind of unsettling because it's going to increase. It's going to get stronger. Right now, the winds are sustained 100 miles an hour with gusts to 110 and 15. We're being told it's moving west-northwest at 14 miles per hour. We're keeping a close eye on it. It's going to skirt the Leeward Islands out there, and it might get close enough to Haiti, which they don't need any more of this. The Dominican Republic, which, again, they don't need any more of this. They've had storm after storm. And then, of course, you've got Puerto Rico, and it's headed in that general direction. So we'll see what happens. But that's Hurricane Sam, and all it's going to do is intensify. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and go to his website, KyleShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. There we go, KyleWarrenShow.com. And take a look at what he's got over there. Okie dokie. Now, on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
The Border Patrol is taking it on the chin. And if I were them, and this is just me talking, Joe Biden is saying, well, we're going to punish these agents. We're going to find out who we're going to take care of. You know what I would do? I would walk off the job. I'd take the advantage of my union and walk off the job and say, okay, Joe, you do it.
Well, they do swear an oath, so walking off the job isn't an option for them.
Well, you got to do something. You got to do something because they're lying about what's going on here. They didn't do anything out of the ordinary with those horses.
Of course.
Yep. And you know,
I don't necessarily disagree. I mean, I've thought of it myself because they are a union.
Yep.
That there should be some kind of a consequence here, but they should have some kind of response to this, but I'm not sure I know what it is.
Well, let's say they do a sick-in. They would have to activate the National Guard. Let's say they do a COVID sick-in. Think about it. They'd have to be gone for 10 days or whatever, so they would have to activate the National Guard and put them on the border. They'd have no choice.
Yeah. In the meantime, you've got another quasi, what they call caravan.
Yeah. I heard about it.
Mm-hmm. Stacked or staged in Reynosa, and maybe one even after that.
Yeah, now they did clean out this area yesterday under the bridge, pretty much so, but I have reason to believe it won't stay that way for long.
Well, you know, we have a quota on green cards. And I have to wonder if what we're doing with these notices to appear or notices to report or whatever these notices are, do they qualify as part of that quota? Has Biden signed some kind of a waiver that immigration law should be suspended? I mean, are we really having the right kind of discussion here?
Don't know, but 90% of them, when they get the card, or I mean the notice to appear, 90% of them never show up.
Right.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back right after the top of the hour with more Denise Simon. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. So get yourself your coffee, whatever it is you need to get, and get ready to go, because when we come back, it'll be all about...
This is Kyle Warren.
We the people.
Another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Let's tell you all about it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.